This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for society. Speaking after inaugurating the two-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Mr. Modi said the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater the assurance of safety women will get. On the occasion, the Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. In his address, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur said the conference is a sequel to the All India District Judges Conference held at Kutch in March this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off three Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. The three trains are Meerut Lucknow, Madurai Bengaluru and Chennai Nagarkoil Vande Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country. He said with this expansion of Vande Bharat trains, the country is moving step by step towards the goal of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said these three new Vande Bharat trains will connect the important and historic cities. He said now 102 Vande Bharat railway services are operating across the country. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi launched the seventh edition of the nationwide Rashtriya Poshan Maah at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. This edition of Poshan Maah will focus on anemia awareness, Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, technology-based initiatives and supplementary diet to eradicate malnutrition from the country. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Annapurna Devi said the vision of developed India will be achieved only with healthy and empowered women and girls in the country. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment Bio-E3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi today. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. He also said the future economy of the world will be driven by the bioeconomy. The Union Cabinet had approved the Bio-E3 policy on the 24th of this month. The Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 47 Indian nationals who were trapped in cyber scam centres located in the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in Bokeo province. In a social media post, the embassy said 29 individuals were handed over by Laos authorities following a crackdown on illegal activities in the SEZ, while the remaining 18 approached the embassy directly. Indian Ambassador to Laos Prashant Agrawal met with the rescued group upon their arrival in Vientiane to discuss the challenges they faced and outline the next steps. Meanwhile, the embassy has completed all necessary procedural requirements with the Laos authorities for the repatriation of these individuals. So far, 30 individuals have either returned to India or are on their way back home, while the remaining 17 are awaiting final travel arrangements. Japan's defense ministry has proposed its highest ever defense budget of about $59 billion for the fiscal year 2025. This is the first time the country's defense budget request has surpassed the 8 trillion yen mark. The defense budget for the fiscal period that begins in April places significant emphasis on boosting Japan's defense capabilities. The budget request was approved at the defense ministry meeting held yesterday ahead of submission to the finance ministry for negotiations through December. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Parveen Kumar will aim to clinch a podium finish in the F57 final event of javelin throw athletics tonight. Yesterday was a memorable day for India as the country bagged 4 medals, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. Defending champion Novak Djokovic suffered a shock defeat against Australia's Alexei Popirin in the third round of the US Open and made his earliest exit at the Flushing Meadows since 2006. And with that, we end this news bulletin.